A fun new band from Austin, Texas joins us today. It's What Made Milwaukee Famous. The band's debut album, Trying to Never Catch Up, has worked wonders for them, leading to a very well-received set at South by Southwest last year and an appearance on public TV's Austin City Limits. We will find out what that name's all about, too. Our set starts with the song, I Decide.
Our
Our guests today in the World Cafe are what made Milwaukee famous, and that is the way that the disc Trying to Never Catch Up starts with Ida Side. And we're getting a chance to hear the tunes live today. And, you know, it's interesting. We're a couple of months now removed from South by Southwest, and I was curious as to whether bands in Austin look forward to that as much as people from outside look forward to coming to Austin. And I guess attached to that is a question about how this year's South by went for you guys.
It went really well. We had four shows over the 4 days, and last year we did like six shows, which was a little overkill, but four shows this year went really well. We got to open up for the Pretenders at Stubbs on Saturday night, and we definitely look forward to South by Southwest when it comes around, because all those great bands, you know, around the world come to our city, so we love to go out and check them all out.
You know, it's funny, you mentioned last year when you did six shows, that turned out to be really worthwhile for you all, didn't it, though? I mean, you really, people all over the place were talking about the band, and that must have, was that kind of like a coming out party for you?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we got in front of a lot of industry people and got to talk to a lot of people, you know, and we've been talking to a lot of them, you know, for the last year, so it's definitely, you know, that's where we met Josh from Barsook, so that was a very fruitful show that we played in South by Southeast, so.
Now, how did you guys get on Austin City Limits? Because usually they pick people by their, you know, their names to be kind of a draw to get people into the show, and not very often do they get an unsigned band on that.
I think it was a combination of things, part timing, part luck, part fate. I mean, we're from Austin, so we had some good connections. I actually, this is Drew, I actually gave a CD to the producer of Austin City Limits many months ago, Terry, in a sandwich shop in Austin. Oh. He actually listened to it, believe it or not. And so I think that planted the seed in his head. And then when there was an opening, I think it just everything kind of came together and it happened, which was fantastic.
Yeah, actually, another band was supposed to do it before us, but they had to drop out, so we got plugged into it.
That was the fate part.
Was the fate part, yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. Drew, while I'm talking to you, your keyboard sound is such a huge part of this band. Are you one of those guys that loves the older keyboards, or does it matter to you?
Both. I mean, I like the old bleepy analog keyboard sounds, you know, and the Moogs and all that stuff, but you know, it's not just that. It's just kind of, I mean, the fun thing is trying to come up with different sounds that go with what we're doing. So that's always, you know, different songs can call for different things. So
what made Milwaukee famous are our guests today on the cafe. And what's up next?
This song's called The Jeopardy of Contentment. Thank you.
patience is fading. Consider this courtesy, if not somewhat a lease of underneath. But even if it just thrills my soul, or it burns another hole, we've got to let it go. For we can, so love, you got to believe there's something better out there, someone better out there for you than me. So and for myself forever. But I'm holding on, pulling through. Not sure what else you'd expect me to. But I won't deny taking it hard. I'm taking whatever's available to me. You see, that's just the way I deal with grief. Since I left you here in our destroyed machine, I feel you've grown immune to the difference between whether
Jeopardy of Contentment, what made Milwaukee Famous playing live today. Nice song, indeed. Michael Kincaid, people, you've talked about Jeff Buckley a bunch, and you can hear, you know, you certainly get to move around vocally in that one. What do you love most about Jeff Buckley? There's so much to love in what he does.
Yeah, he pretty much, I mean, he pushed the envelope, and I had never really heard anybody say, I know there are people that existed before him, you know, that did that kind of stuff, but I had never heard anybody, you know, from, you know, the mainstream doing those kind of things vocally and sounding like instruments, and, you know, his vocal range was just phenomenal. So, I mean, it was just a big influence on me about, you know, what you could do with your voice, and then I started trying out different things with my voice, so It kind of brought me back around to music, you know, from hip-hop and stuff.
Have you always had a big range, like as we just were hearing?
Decent. I was like, you know, I've been a choir boy all my life. And I was a bass, actually. I was a baritone or something like that in high school. And then when I went to college, I was in the UT choir, and he said I was a tenor. So Ever since then, I've been a tenor. But I can still hit a few low notes here and there.
Yeah, indeed. What made Milwaukee
first thing in the morning after a night of whiskey, he can do that.
What made Milwaukee Famous are our guests today, and you mentioned doing Mercy Me. That's my fave on the album. Can you do that one next?
That is next, yes.
Excellent.
We're doing it for you. This goes out to you, Dave.
Well, I've been thinking, how do we be 17 and still believe that happiness could ever be after anyone like ourselves is so? Hey, did I ever tell you I could see guarantees within your smile? But we never once agreed on anything that was worthwhile. No, so how could we be 17 and still
Mercy Me from What Made Milwaukee Famous playing live for us today on the Cafe. It's, you've been hearing the band mention the album about to come out nationally, which has been out mostly just around the Austin area and selected places around the country now, and it's good to have it out there. I noticed that in the thank yous on the album that, that Jerry Lee Lewis does get a thank you, and of course, What Made Milwaukee Famous, his song. Did you ever actually have any communication with Jerry Lee?
Not yet. I'd like to meet him someday, but
he could be clairvoyant. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe by the time you know. But he's. I've heard he can be pretty. Is it ornery or honery? Ornery.
Probably depends on what part of the country you're in.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah.
Kitty quarter, candy corner.
Texas. Yeah. What is it in Texas? Ornery.
Ornery.
Ornery. Okay. I've heard he can be kind of ornery. Hopefully he won't be. I mean, hopefully he's not listening to that as well. I'd love to meet him.
He probably knows he's ornery. Indeed.
Yeah.
He's probably heard.
Prides
that
himself on it.
Now, why did that become the name of the band?
We had 4 pages worth of band names that, you know, we were democratically voting on, and that was the only one that got 5 votes at the time because we had a 5th member at that time. But a name these days, I mean, all the great names are taken. Basically, what you want out of a name is getting somebody's attention, and I think that name has opened a lot of doors for us because we get, you know, people treated like a question. They'll come up to us and say Jeffrey Dahmer, cheese,
beer, but it's not a question.
All that stuff, you know, it's not a question. Though. There's no question mark. Just a
no riddle.
Yeah, it's not a riddle.
You don't get a prize if you guess it.
All right, and it elicits questions like mine. So there you go. So it's got to work for you in some way. But I also love trying to never catch up. I just love that whole image of that. That's a fabulous title for the album, indeed.
So. Yeah, it's actually a reference to my wife. She, you know, when we run, I have longer legs than she does, so I always, you know, would get a little, you know. A little peeved, not too peeved, but, you know, a little peeved that, you know, I felt that she was trying to never catch up, so that's where I got it from. Sorry, Beth.
You didn't have to use her real name.
Yeah, she knows anyway.
What do you guys want to finish up with?
This song's called Helodrama.
If you're ever anywhere around here, just come back. I'll give you everything you need this time, I promise. Not so much the way you hurt me, it's more like the way you make me wanna hurt myself.
it's like a landmine, close enough to leave indelible scars. Adhere to one such impressionable person. Don't say names, protect the innocent. He sure needs a break. What if everyone's gotta get back just in time to smoke that last cigarette when you're still lingering around the set trying to set me off? Maybe we should take some time to work this out. I really think the duties here are the same. Make it bearable to be careful with each other's emotions. But only wait a mile out. What you're doing is for you to envy me. Then we can both stay interested. And oh, Charlena, maybe you should write this. But you keep on doing that thing to me. It's like you're dragging me down into your disease. And can't you see? It's bringing me to my knees. Yeah, what if we could get it all back the same way it was before you attacked all evidence of decency in me and left me in the debris? So, Charlena,
a wonderfully concise version of Hello Drama finishing up our session today from What Made Milwaukee Famous. Guys, thanks a lot for being on the show today. A lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
A blast over here in Austin.
Excellent. What Made Milwaukee Famous from Austin on the World Cafe from Philadelphia. We'll be back in a moment. I hope you enjoyed that. What Made Milwaukee Famous, their album Trying to Never Catch Up, is available at our World Cafe CD store, which if you haven't visited, you should. It is at our website at worldcafe.npr.org, and you'll also find our Live at the World Cafe CDs there as well.